Members of Congress have introduced legislation aimed at punishing China for failing to devalue its currency and for what lawmakers call unfair trade practices. The legislation is sponsored by three Republican members of the House of Representatives and has the support of U.S. companies that have been complaining about China's trade practices. It would require the U.S. Treasury Secretary to report to Congress whether China is manipulating its currency, the yuan, to gain a trade advantage. If this is found to be the case, tariffs equal to the percentage of manipulation would be imposed on Chinese imports in addition to those already in force. Congressman Phil English says the bill would create what he calls the strongest weapon yet in dealing with China on trade issues.
China's manipulation of the yuan is in effect a subsidy that gives their exporters a trade advantage of up to 40%. It also serves as a tariff on U.S. goods, making them 40% more expensive in the Chinese market. This is unsustainable, and we will no longer stand for it.
Congressman English praises the Bush administration for raising the currency issue in recent talks between the U.S. Treasury Secretary and Chinese officials. Mr. English says China is, in his words, flagrantly violating World Trade Organization and International Monetary Fund rules on currency norms, and Congress must now take the initiative to compel the government in Beijing to float its currency.
This cannot stand. And for those who are concerned about free trade, I say, Chinese state-sponsored mercantilism is not free trade.
Key sponsors of the legislation called the Currency Harmonization Initiative through Neutralizing Action Act of 2003 represent states that have lost manufacturing jobs to competition from China. Mark Green is a Republican from Wisconsin.
Since 1994, the yuan has been pegged at 8.3 yuan to the dollar. That's nearly 10 years it's been at that rate. It makes Chinese goods very cheap compared to American products, and it makes it very, very difficult for us to compete. It creates prices and rates that are not based upon true market value, but based upon political decision making.
Congressman Green and others say their support for the legislation does not mean they're taking an anti-free trade stance. American workers, they say, need to have a level playing field. Supporters of the bill say they expect to have strong bipartisan support in the House of Representatives. However, right now, only 35 House members have signed on, all of them Republicans. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.